Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Echo Mike Victor, this is Kilo Echo 8, November Echo Delta. Kilo Echo 8, November Echo Delta, this is WDMV. Name is Ed, Echo Delta, on location at Stein Road for the weekly siren test.
Well, hello Ed, my name is Mark. Just out on the farm doing some chores and heard a call, so I thought I'd jump in. Not much else. Back to you.
Very good. Well, I'm adjacent to, well, I'm the corner of Stein Road I'm on, which I've never been up to before. It's really quite pretty. Is sandwiched between a cornfield and the Barton Hills Country Club. So there's quite a gradient from one to the next. But corn looks good as far as I can tell. I don't know corn. And the country club looks very green. WADMV.
Very good. We've had some west of Ann Arbor a bit, actually the other side of Clinton, so I'm surprised I'm reaching. It's been kind of on the dry side here. We missed some of the good rains that came through. But the wildflowers are still there, mostly goldenrod. Thank you.
Very good. Goldenrod, I can see here as well. It looks like the sumac just starting to turn. So a little bit of red mixed in the green and the yellow.
Yeah, I love the color change all the way through late summer to early winter, so looking forward to it. Looking around right now, I don't see any sumac in sight here, and I don't see anything else starting to turn yet, but probably won't be long. Thank you.
So I'm out here near the cornfield because of the Washtenaw County Emergency Operations hosts a siren test every month. They light off the sirens and amateurs come and hang out by them to give a report on how they sound and whether they're working or not and whether there's anything growing up next to them. So I'm looking forward to the activation, just looking at the antenna that's mounted on the pole and what I'm sure is going to be a very loud report from the Federal Signal branded siren up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you get your earbuds handy.
This is not my first siren rodeo. I cover my ears when it's time to do it.
I don't recollect hearing them out here, but I'll keep my ears open. Take it 1300.
The test is at noon with a call-up on the NADUI 515 ripper at about 11:30. So there will be a net running on that repeater, and that repeater can be heard far and wide in two countries. So you might tune to 145.15 and listen in on that. The sirens do cover all of Washtenaw County in some way, shape, or form, but they're more dense when there's more people, and not every township has a dense configuration.
I see. Okay, thank you. 145.15 at 11:30. I will listen.
Very good. Well, I'll listen for you there. There's usually a pre-net to just get everyone involved, and then at 11:45, I think today it's going to be KHABD. Jim will call up the net. People will check in with their assignments, and at the top of the hour after the siren stops going, they'll check in the same order with a report on the siren. So, and that usually runs, I don't know, like 35, 40 minutes, top to bottom. It's pretty routine most of the time, but occasionally you get a rogue siren that doesn't go off, and then there's a little bit of scrambling to make sure that the county sends out a crew or hires a crew to do maintenance on it.
Roger that. Thanks for the info and thanks for the contact. I'll be listening on, I'm sorry, you said 145.15. Roger?
Correct, Roger, that's 145.15. The PL cone is 100, and it's the NADUI repeater at the corner of M14 and I-94, Scio Township, pretty high up on the tower there.
Roger, thanks again. Thanks for the contact. This is Kilo Echo 8, November Echo Delta.
Kilo Echo 8, November Echo Delta. This is Whiskey 8, Echo Mike Victor, 73 for now. Clear on your final and QSY to the 515 frequency.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 57 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, Ann Arbor.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 57 degrees.
I had a feeling that was coming, so I was ready. WB9CSP. I'm not sure if somebody's trying to get in or not, but WB9CSP here. Well, I can hear you now a little bit better. Your audio is clipping the first time.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees.
Alright, well, let's see how things get along with each other today, with all the beeps, boops, ka-chunks, and everything else that likes to suddenly go on. Anyway, so... this is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And you can find more information about it at wb9csp.weebly.com. So, with that... a good topic was brought up, or I think so, from my note I checked into a night or two ago, and that would be prepping, you know, getting ready for if stuff hits the fan. I can't say the other word. So, yeah, we'll bring that up. And with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Anybody, anywhere, wishing to check in, come down. WB9CSP.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar checking in. Name is James Richard.
W.
This is Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee.
All right, I think I got a few here now. You can check in the text window there, or you can come say hello before I go through the list. So, yeah, if you'd like to get on the list, just say your name, your call and location, M7LAA.
Alright,
I got you, and alright Andy, I've got you as a text box check-in, thank you. So, James, I probably botched your call and I'm sorry about that. K-E-3-G-R-O, good afternoon. How are you, and what's your, I guess, kit or plan for prepping? Go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, you got it right. It's K-E-3-G-R-O, name's James in St. Louis. And we did talk about prepping last night, you and I. I was thinking of starting a net in St. Louis, possibly on prepping. And I've been doing it 20-some years, prepping, survival, outdoor, just normal stuff in case of emergencies, earthquakes, who knows what. But, you know, saving up on Mountain House food, which is really good, getting my communications in order, and just getting a lot of knowledge. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger, that. I had to hook another repeater back up. They usually keep it connected somewhere, so I had to connect it up. Yeah, Andy, let's see if I can explain this simply. So if you go to the little gear icon up at the top right, and then go to audio, make sure you have a microphone selected on your input device. And then there's a little lightning bolt up at the top left. You click that to transmit, and then click it again to receive. All right. Well, I will come down to you here in a minute. Hey, John, how are you? And how's things in Michigan? I checked into a net that I'm not sure you... yeah, I did ask you about it. The Breakfast Club net, the Before Breakfast Club net. I now get to be Friday morning net control for that net. But, yeah, how are things in Michigan? And do you have a go kit prepared?
Wow, that didn't take you long to become net control. That's pretty good. I used to, and I still do a little bit, but I'm now in a position where, you know, all we have is tornadoes in Michigan. We don't have widespread hurricanes, earthquakes, sandstorms, all that kind of good stuff. So I'm pretty much a... we call it stay-at-home prepper. There's a name for it, but it escaped my mind at this moment. But I'm pretty well stay-at-home. I'm number one, if you're going to do any kind of prepping, number one important thing is to be able to defend your supplies. Can't do that, all you're doing is prepping for somebody else. Hold on a second. Let me put a nickel in. But I have some solar power set up, water, food, stuff like that. And I totally plan on just staying right where I'm at. If I'm forced to leave, I got a good enough car that I can travel with supplies in it, I can load it up with supplies to get me a few days so I can get to somewhere else, one of my nephews or something like that. but I definitely plan on, if at all possible, staying in place. Because that's where most of my stuff is. So, if there's no reason for me to leave, I'm not going to. No matter what the condition is. W-A-T-O-Y. Go ahead.
Yeah, that makes sense, John. And let me go back up to James, because I just thought of an idea. And maybe, James, you might want to try it today. I forgot to mention this when I talked to you last night. So, unless if you're not prepared, oh, that's weird. That nose went offline. Anyway, I was going to say, if you wanted to try the last 30 minutes of the net and talk about prepping stuff, I could let you do that.
Thanks, Richard. I might have to pass. My girlfriend gets home from work here in about an hour, and that's usually the end of my radio for a little while. I think what the other guy was trying to, the name he was trying to figure out was armchair survivalist or prepper. When you kind of sit at home and read up on it and don't practice it as much, but still, you know, maintain enough to keep your family happy. Richard, could you give me the website that you're on so I could log in, or not log in, but get on your website there?
W.
Yeah, it's my call, Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa dot Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y dot com. It's on my QRZ page, too, if you still can't find it.
That sounds good, Richard. I'll log in here as soon as I find my glasses, and I'll be listening for a little bit.
K-S-A-U-U checking in.
K-S-A-U-U, good afternoon. How are you? And today's question, courtesy of James, is what is your prepping kit consist of, or do you even have one? I kind of made up the question, but he was talking about making a net, so I figured I'd bring up the topic.
November 8th, Japan Radio Papa, checking in.
Alright, in 8JRP, I got you. Oh, I skipped some people. I knew that's why he didn't answer. Let's see. Andy, if you want to go ahead and try, let's see if you can transmit there. Mike 7 Lima Alpha Alpha WB9CSP. Well, maybe he got it to work. I don't know. I'll come back to him just in case. I still have you on the list, Andy. Let's see if I can get this next station. They were kind of noisy. K-F-A-A-T-G. Hopefully I got that right. WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How are you? And do you have a prepping kit? Go ahead.
That's
Yeah, you'll have to repeat some of that. I think someone tried to come in on All-Star over you, so I had to fix that. So can you say that one more time? I got the first half. I just need the last half. I got it that time. And yeah, thank you for that. Okay, now I can move on to KF8UU. Good job, KF8UU. You knew that I had not completed my list, and you waited your turn. So, yeah, over to you. How is your day? How is things in Michigan? And do you have a prep kit ready?
Okay, it's going pretty good. I talked to Russia on the low bands. That was my highlight of the day. The weather is not good, but it'll be back to heat next week. It's like winter time or fall. It's very cold outside. So, back to you, KF8UU.
Yeah, I don't think he's supposed to be here. Comes back, we'll take him anyway. Hey, Dan, what are you up to today? Good to hear you.
Yeah, I forgot he's connected to the East Coast Reflector still. I'll have to tell him about that. Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah, I kind of figured it was getting cold up there, but, that's all right. Let's see, where am I now? NHJRP. I don't think I've heard you on here before, so good afternoon, how are you? And, do you have a prep kit ready? Go ahead.
Yeah, hello there, Richard. Well, we've talked before, you probably don't recall, but good hearing you. Hope your dad's repeater is still up and operational. And it sounds like you got some stuff going on the All-Star side of things, but sounding good here in Metro Detroit. As for the prep kit, yes, I do have a small prep kit. And yeah, weather's 60 degrees here in Michigan. I, too, was on a low band earlier this morning, last night. Talked to a guy in Ukraine, actually, which was really, really cool. So that's been the highlight of my weekend. But hope everybody's having a good weekend. Thanks for allowing me to check in, and you have a great day. I didn't get the call sign there, Richard, but I think you might have changed it since last time we talked. But good hearing you, buddy. Like I said, I hope your dad's repeater's still doing well. This is NHJRP 72.
Yeah, there's another system that I might tell them to connect to Echolink. I'm not sure if they're even connected. I'd have to go look through stuff. But, yeah, I changed my call a couple months ago. I finally got the vanity call I wanted. We buy Nard's Chicago-style pizzas. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. But other than that, not much else going on since the last time we talked, except for new stations and stuff, so, yeah. And speaking of that, I'm at the bottom of my list, so anybody else anywhere wishing to check in to the everything that come now, WB9CSP.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, Dave in Newport, South Wales in the UK.
Kilo 6, Golf Romeo Lima, Linda in California.
All right, Linda, I got you. Let's see. K6GRL, GW8ZSL, and John with the recheck. So we'll get the international first, and then we'll go to John with his recheck. GW8ZSL. I'm sorry I missed your name, but how are you? And today's question is, do you have a prepping kit prepared? Go ahead.
It was not directed at me there, Richard, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima.
Yeah, roger that. I was going to take you first out of the three that came in, since you're the international, and then work from there. Go ahead.
Okay there, Richard, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima. Yeah, normally with Nets, I just take them in order unless they're mobile or short time, so that caught me off guard. Well, we are connected up. The Anzol network is connected up. I've connected via, where are we, 27265, as the Handy Hams one was a little bit flaky. The audio was dropping out every now and again. Not too bad, but this is a much better connection. So just to let you know, we're here, and popped in to say hi. Connected up after the board and break and that finish, which you also checked into as well. So prepping. Well, prepping is not a big thing as much over here as in the U.S. But there are some prepping groups around for the U.K. But as I said, it's not such a big thing as it is over in the U.S. As far as myself is concerned, I've got not so much prep in for any disasters or whatsoever, because we don't get any of them. What do we have? Really, nowhere near compared to the U.S. once again. We got radio go bags, and we got food that we can easily just pop into, you know, into bags and whatever if we need to, tin stuff and all the rest of it. Not forgetting the can opener, of course. But, yeah, I just thought I'd check in and say hi and just let you know we were here. My name is Dave, for anybody out there listening who don't know me. My location is Newport in South Wales in the United Kingdom. We're on the South Wales coast, and we are 12 miles northeast of the capital city of Cardiff, if you want to find it on a map. There's quite a few Newports in Wales, but we are the biggest one, and we're the 12 miles northeast of Cardiff. And we still had some torrential rain last night. Let me reset a moment. Okay, I was getting very close to the timeout timer. We had some really torrential rain in Newport last night and around the South Wales area. We had a month's worth of rain in 15 minutes. I've never, ever seen anything like it. Lots of flood into the west of us, not that far away. Power outages as well, which is really, really unusual for this area, I have to say, as all our power cables are underground and not overhead lines. So, yeah, but we would say we were fine, though. We got it forecast again for any time from now onwards overnight. But we have a mountain range to the northwest of us, so all the really bad weather normally gets blocked off by that, and anybody on the other side of it, they get the full brunt of it. Anyway, I'll put it back to you, Richard, and thanks for taking my check-in, and I will be listening along with to the net. This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. And thanks for checking in from across the pond, as we say. And yeah, if that works out better for you, 27265, and you do want to connect up next weekend, just go ahead and use that connection. I've almost never had any issues with it. And usually I stay permanently connected to it as well. So thanks for checking in. All right, John, you're up with your recheck. If you haven't forgotten what you were going to say, go ahead. W-A-T-O-Y.
I used my alternate brain, otherwise known as Google. And the two names for what I do is you can bug out. That's, you have your bug out bag and all that. Or if you're going to be in place, you can bug in. And you prepare a little bit differently for that, but you still have to prepare. And it's best to practice, too, a little bit. Just because you got everything doesn't mean you know can use it. But the term I prefer is shelter in place. That's a pretty common term, and it says exactly what you're doing. Shelter in place. And right now that is my plan of action. Very, pretty well stocked. I need more water. I only got enough water to last a little while, but that's my next project is stock up on the water, and then I'll work on the next project. Never stop getting ready. Never stop improving. Never stop replacing or testing. And with that, I'll send it back to Net Control. I'm waiting to hear from California. W-A-T-O-Y.
I just love all that. Well, within reason anyway. The static crashes and all that stuff. I love that sound. It lets you know that it's analog like it should be. But, let's see. Linda, hey, it's been a while since I've heard you. How are you? How is California? And, do you have a, prep bag ready in case, stuff hits the fan? K6GRL, WD9CSP.
Yeah, hello, Richard and the net. This is Q6, Golf from Lima, Linda here in California. I'm on the central coast, in the middle of California, by the coast. It's pretty nice here. We're currently at 66 degrees, sun is out, and breeze is kicking in. We usually get a little breeze in the afternoon. And, as far as my Google kit, I have a Google kit today, you know, periodically look at and see what I might want to change. This is just, you know, a bag to, you know, just grab and go. And I also have a setup here. I have batteries. I have big batteries with a converter, 2.5K converter that I can set up. So three batteries that will last me for a while unless I'm continuously transmitting. I have also small batteries, and they kind of sound like the cigarette company Marlboro, but it's like one letter, Marlboro. Let me see, I'll grab it real quick. They're really nifty if you want to look it up, and they're handy. You can carry them around. And I have three of those as well, and it's Marlboro Mike Alpha Romeo Bravo Echo Romeo Oscar Marlboro. And I'm going to break here real quick. So I recently actually used these because, you know, we had power outage all day, and I was teleworking from home. And those three little batteries lasted me all day. I had my computer going, my radio going, my backup internet going. I have like a hotspot. So I'm totally prepared. You know, anything happens here at home, I should be okay. Now, if it's a really big earthquake, and I think that would be the grab-and-go kind of situation. So I also have a radio in my car, so it takes me somewhere with my radio. And I usually have my handhelds all charged. I have several handhelds, different modes, different bends, and I have 220, 900, 2 meter, 440 on handheld, and yeah, so I think I'm pretty much prepared. So I even have, let me break real quick. I also have an antenna that I, it's an Adfong, and with a pole that I can actually, I would put the pole into the beach and then put the Adfong antenna on top of the vertical. And the Adfong antenna was specially made for me. It's a connector that I connect a little connector cable, and then that connects to a handheld, so I can actually I'm pretty powerful on the handheld from the beach. So I have options, but I also want to point something out, Kitsia, real quick break. So FEMA has put out in 2020, you know, when the pandemic came about, they put out a list on their website. And
Node 5 0 2 0 1 8 timeout.
Yeah, just giving everything a break there, just so it can reset and recycle. And hey, who knows? Maybe I'll get an email. Oh, my repeater got too hot. Haven't gotten there yet. Oops. But thanks, Linda, for checking in. And like I said, good to hear you. I'm glad you stopped in. And with that, I'm at the bottom of my list. Anybody anywhere, any mode, wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Hello, Foxtrot Zero, November Victor Julius Bell, checking in.
Kilo 9, Romeo Papa Golf.
Just wanted in Madison Heights, ADAFK.
All right, I picked up 3 that time. KF0NZJ, male, K9RPG, and AD8FK. So we'll go to the top. Hello, male. KF0NZJ, WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How are you? And do you have a go kit? Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon from the middle of America. Yes, I do have a go-kit. I actually happen to know James, the guy that seems to have started this prepping thing on your on this net. But basically, failing to plan is planning to fail. And I have friends that have literally single guys that have spoiled container of milk and a half a box of cereal. And if there's a problem, they are in trouble. Now, I think at the very least, you've got to have a week or so, or really more, of food in your house. I have a generator. I'm on ham radio because of prepping. Plan ahead. You never know what's going to happen. What you think is going to happen may not happen. So everybody should prep to some extent. I think the TV show Doomsday Prepper makes covers in heaven stock, and some of those people spent tens of thousands of dollars on unlikely situations. But I was a Boy Scout when I was younger. Prepared is the motto, it's still my motto. KFZ is clear and listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, roger that, Mel. I like that motto. I've forgotten my Boy Scout motto, but thanks for reminding me. it's definitely good to remember it. Let's see, where am I? K9RPG. I think he's checked in here before, so welcome back. And you've probably already heard the question a couple times, so go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Richard. Yeah, I've checked in a couple times. This is a new call sign for me. I went vanity. I'm done now. This is an old call sign from way back 20, 30 years ago, so I was real happy to get it. Yeah, greetings. My name again is Ralph, near Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah, the issue of emergency provisions and whatever else, from personal experience, my big concern for a lot of kits that people have is the adequacy of the first aid or medical provisions in the kit. It's often that they're aged. It's very good to look and you check that everything's current in there. But the other thing about it is the commercially available first aid kits are woefully inadequate to start with. If you're really serious about it, it should have provisions for suturing to stabilize a broken bone, large bandages so that you can stabilize a broken arm or the like. But most kits are not adequate. So I just suggest that you take a close look at it and make sure you're comfortable with it, because there may not be an ambulance coming for you at that point. So, real good. Hey, pleasure chatting. Great. I'll listen out. This is K9 RPG, brand new, so it's hard for me to say. Take care.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody didn't try and check in. Let's see. Did somebody try and check in off KF4LVA repeater?
WM3EAE. Anybody listening over?
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. The name here is Richard, WB9CSP, and I have my net going. Would you like to check in?
WM3EAE. Good afternoon, Richard. I don't know where you are. I'm in South Wales at the moment, over in the UK.
Yeah, roger that. Good to meet you. Yeah, Dave has us connected up, GW8VSL. So this is the first time my net's been over here. I couldn't hear you very well. You're a little muffled. So can you give me your call one more time, and I think I'll have it.
Roger, Richard, WM3EAE, and my name is Howard. Howard, Richard, back to you. Over.
All right, just wanted to make sure I got it. W3EAE, and your name is Howard. All right. So I'll take you, and I'll ask you the question, and then I'll get to my last other person. So, today's question is, do you have a preparedness kit, like a prep kit? Go ahead.
Can you repeat the question, please, Richard? Over.
Yeah, let me kind of talk at an angle towards my mic. I might be distorting a little bit. The question was, do you have a preparedness kit, like an emergency kit or a go kit, you know, in case things decide to go bad?
Yes, you can do. I carry two emergency packs in the car. And we've got emergency packs in the house at home. And I've always carried emergency packs in the car. Over. I hope that answers your question. Back to you.
Yeah, it does. And thanks for checking in, Howard. Good to hear you. Hope to hear you again. Let's see. And that brings me flipped around to ADAFK. You've probably heard the question, so go ahead.
Well, thank you, Richard. WB9CSP and Everything Net. This is Leonard, AD8FK in Madison Heights, Michigan. And we've been here in this location for, well, since 77. So every year it changes. I have to remember how many years it is, but it's been a few years. And we have made some preparations, never enough. I'm glad that a previous caller, one of the previous callers mentioned about the first aid kit. I have some, but I probably don't have anywhere near what he is referring to. My daughter-in-law, she's a medical doctor, and, but I don't think she's any better prepared than anybody else, so she probably relies upon other things. So, but anyway, good reminder. Appreciate you give us a reminder to be prepared. And we are in the process of putting some plans together again for the family that has to be updated periodically. Usually at least once a year we like to get together with the family and work the plans. Things change every year. People come and go, and supplies need to be replaced. Some things don't last, you know, more than a year or much more than a year, so you have to rotate things. So, but as far as the go bag, not a real thought through one like I'd like to have, but I might have to work on that some more. So thanks again, Rich. WB9CSP and anything that this is. AD8FK.
No way this thing is real. Mike from the TSR net. Are you guys running a different net connected to ours at the same time?
I got a bunch of stuff there. Let's see. The person on Hot Move 2, I got okay from Joe and Logan to use the Hot Move 2 conference server, so I did not know it was still connected to something else. Go ahead.
First of all, Joe's not allowed to make any decisions anymore, so you're going to run it by Mike. His email is on the website, but, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Anyway, I can disconnect if you guys had a net. I didn't even know there was a net over there at this time. All right, well, we'll continue on. I dropped them. I needed the other server because I've already ran it by Eric. Eric said I can use the KF4LVA repeater, so that's that. And with that all cleared up, let's go ahead and keep moving on. So, anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. I think that was a Victor Echo 3. Your audio is pretty muffled. Can you give me your call one more time?
I am in Toronto, Canada, in the North America. Toronto, Ontario, Canada, North America. My call sign is Victor Echo 3. Mike, sure, as for what, or?
All right, I think I got it now. Victor Echo 3, Mike Sugar. Hopefully I didn't botch that up. I'm sorry if I did. How are you? And do you have a prep kit that you have in case stuff goes down? Go ahead.
Would you mind doing that?
Because I don't know. All right. I got that. And I'm at the bottom of my list again. So with that, anybody else wishing to check in, come now. WB9CSP.
This is free, and I said, well, that will be clear. Take care, and there's be careful. You fellows over there. There's be free.
And as I said, correct clearly on frequency. Yeah, Roger that. Again, thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. So, anybody else wishing to check in before I start the 7-3 round? Come now, WB9CSP.
November 8, Whiskey, Julia, Lima,
J.L.
Detroit.
Yeah, I almost got it wrong. In 8, WJL, good to hear you. Haven't heard you in a little bit. How are you? And how are things in Detroit? And I'm sure you've heard the question, so go ahead.
No, I haven't heard the question. I just got on here. But my data's good. No problem. Other than it's gotten kind of cool. Not looking forward to cold weather, but, well, that's the way it goes. We're in Michigan. We got to take the bitter with the sweet. So what was the, what was the topic there in Georgia?
Yeah, the topic is, do you have a go bag prepared, an emergency bag, or whatever term people like to call it? Go ahead.
I'm confused. What do you mean? What do you say, go bag? What is that?
You know, like if a tornado came through your area, or, you know, it flooded and you needed to get out of your house, a bag, an emergency bag, you know, something like that. It's got essential stuff in it, you know, and then you get out of the area.
No, I don't. But we did have a tornado that came through Detroit, around in my area, and some houses got destroyed and stuff like that. But mine didn't. You know, I wasn't here. I had went out east, and I was told that my cousin told me, yeah, the tornado came through there and wiped off some places. Well, you know, if I was home and it happened, more than likely I would probably go in the basement. I mean, I think that's probably the safest place in my house that I would go to if a tornado comes through here. Anyway, I'm going to jump back to you.
I would think so, too. That's where most people go if they have a basement in their house. So, yeah. Thank you for checking in, and it's good to hear you again. So with that, I'm at the bottom of my list. I'll take one more round of check-ins, and then we'll start the 7-3 round. But don't worry, once we start it, we'll always come back for last minutes. So, final round before I start the 7-3 round. WB9CSP looking for check-ins. All right, I don't hear anybody. So we will go all the way back to the top. Jeff was short time, so let's see if James is still there. Let me make sure that's still connected. Okay, St. Louis is still connected on All-Star. So K-E-3-G-R-O. I keep wanting to say J-R-O. I don't know why. Go ahead if you're still there, James, at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, Richard. 73s, and I think it was a pretty good net. And hope to hear you on next week. K-E-3-G-R-O, clear.
Yeah, we might have to discuss if you're able to put part of your net into my net, maybe the first half or the last half. That would be pretty interesting. Then you can have some time to do your stuff. But, yeah, I'll send you an email on that. And let's see. John, your turn, W-A-T-L-Y. You know, I know you so well now, John, that I don't even have your name written next to your call on the piece of paper. That's how well I remember your name and your call. So go ahead, W-A-T-L-Y, W-B-9-T-S-P. And go ahead and make the announcement for the net, 9 p.m. Sunday on WAHP-R. Did I get it right?
That sounds right, yeah. Thanks for running the net. And, yeah, prepping can, boy, I think there are some prepping nets already. I'm not sure. I haven't checked into any, but, yeah, that's a subject that can go on and on and on, believe me. And discussions, oh, man, I've seen discussions and maybe even involved in one or two that people are sometimes passionate about their prepping and their preparations. And anyway, thanks for running it. And everyone's welcome to check into the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club net on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Echo link is W8HT-R. All are welcome. And so I hope to see you there this one of these Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So with that, I'll say 73 to 1 and all. W8TOY.
Yeah, WB9CST, thank you for that. I'm not sure if Andy is still there, but Mike 7 Lima Alpha Alpha, if you're there and finally got your microphone working, go ahead. If not, I'll let you make a text box there, and I'll keep going while you do. All right, not hearing him. Let's see. KF8ATG. I had to read my writing there. WB9CST. Go ahead at the 7-3 rail.
50.
The wheelbarrow, the dolly. We just load things up and push it across the street and be good to go. I am borrowing a friend's little trailer so that we can load some of the heavy stuff up onto the trailer.
Forgot about that. I had the command ready, but I didn't hit it fast enough. Go ahead, KF8ATG, if you're there. Right on that noise. I got most of it, but it was pretty crackly. But thank you for checking in. Good to have you. Who knows? Maybe you might get a Christmas present from Texas with a better antenna. Let's see. KF8UU. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right. N8JRP, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Okay, well, thank you for hosting it up there, Richard, and appreciate all your support there. And I would definitely take the advice of some of the folks out here. I'm not sure if it's called, but I support the one guy saying you got to be able to defend what you prep. Because if you're not willing to defend what you're prepping, you're pretty much feeding your neighbors and not yourself. So I support that 100%. Water is definitely the priority. And I also support stay in place. Don't bug out unless you absolutely have to. So everybody have a great rest of your weekend. And go Lions. Let's hope they do good tomorrow. 73 from NHJRP Southfield.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. It's definitely good to hear you. And Dave, you're next. Golf Whiskey 8 Zulu Sierra Lima WB9 CSP. Go ahead.
WB9CSP from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Okay there, Richard. Great net, and really enjoyed listening in as well to all the other stations' comments. Very, very interesting indeed. As I said, we don't have much of that over here. Normally, as I said, small pockets of preppers, a few Facebook groups as well. But as I said, nothing is, it's not as popular as over there in the U.S., that's for sure. And I agree with the last station. Definitely, if you can stay in your house, stay there. That's a really good a good point there as well. And if you've got to go, you've got to go. That's it. The Anzell Network will be connecting up next week there, Richard, as well. I did drop you an email just now, about 20 minutes ago, to confirm that. So we'll connect up exactly the same place as we are now. And thank you for inviting us. And also, thanks for running the net there. With that there, Richard, I'll put it back to you. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. From Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. I've got some emails of my own to send out. there's some confusion that happened, as you heard. So, yeah, I'll have to get that sorted. But other than that, I think once I get all that cleared, I think we'll be good. So, let's see. Linda, if you're still there. Yeah, Dave. Glad that I got another connection there. I'll have to talk with you more about if I can use DroidStar to get in. We'll move on to Linda now. K6GRL, if you're still there, go ahead at the 730 WB9CSP.
That was the All-Star notes here. Looks like it had some interference. WB9CSP here from K6GL. Richard, yeah, good net, good topic. Very important, especially, you know, if you live in an earthquake area. So, yeah, again, I kind of like the FEMA reference there, and it gets you started. Okay, hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the day, and I'll see you next time. WB9CSP, K6GL, clear.
KD8UGS.
KD8UJS, I got you. And I'll take your comments since I'm doing the 7-3 round. Go ahead, WB9CSP. Today's topic is, do you have a prep bag?
Net Control, this is K8UGS. We're sorry for the disruption on Hot Move 2. Apparently, automatically turned on for another group, and it should not have. So I will be talking to Logan, and so you're fine. And with that, as far as a go bag goes, I do have one that's all set to go should I have to take off and do whatever. I do know that the shelter in place probably is best word for it, but in any case, we are going to, Logan and I, make that correction, and so you don't have to worry about it, all right? This is Kitty at UJS, back to Net Control. Thank you so much, Richard.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Like I said, I kind of figured, you know, something was up because I talked to you guys about it. You gave me the okay for the hour, so, yeah, that's why I was like, huh? What? What's going on? But thanks, Joe. And I did send you another email, by the way, real quick about me and my friend. We need help setting up a conference. So if you get a chance to look at that and you have any advice for us, that would be great. But thanks, Joe. Where did that break me? KF0NVJ, WV9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 rounds now. All right, Mel's not there. Ralph, K9RPG, WV9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round.
None of that, Richard. Yeah, we had about 2 minutes of kind of an old dishwasher spin cycle carrier for kind of blanking out. It's on a repeater here in 145-45. Yeah, I marvel at your ability to connect all the modes and bridges. It's way over my pay scale. So good luck with all that. A 73 to all. And let's all enjoy the rest of our weekend. Take care. This is Kilo Niner, Romeo Papa Golf. Take care.
Yeah, It is not easy being one person running 31 connections. So I'm glad that some of the other bigger connections also have their own moderations. That would be crazy if I had to try and run the Ansel network all by myself. Kudos to you, Dave, if you're still listening out there. Let's see, where am I? ADAFK. Leonard, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Mike 7, Mike India Bravo.
Mike 7, Mike India Bravo. Hopefully I got that right. Good afternoon and evening. Welcome to the net. How are you? What's your name and location? And today's question is, do you have a prep bag? Go ahead.
Yes, Mike 7, Mike India Bravo. Name is Lee. Location is Derbyshire in the United Kingdom. Yeah, I was just listening in about prepping. I'm a bit of a prepper, do a bit of prepping. Got a bit of a bug out bag ready by the door just in case. You know what it's like in this day and age. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that, Lee. Thanks for checking in. Yep, you can never be too prepared. I can agree with that statement. Thank you for checking in. Let me get this mobile station. Echo India 9, Charlie Golf. Hopefully I got that right. Good evening, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in Ireland? And do you have a go bag ready? Go ahead. The mobile station in Ireland, go ahead if you can hear me. I got your call. I think I got it right. Echo India 9, Charlie Juliet. All right. Well, since the list is pretty long, I guess I'll continue to go ahead and stop the 7-3 round, or we're going to go over pretty big. So we'll take a last few here. Let's see. N8WJL, if you're still there, go ahead. If not, I'll call for last check-ins. All right. I may have to expand my net another 30 minutes. Anyway, let's see. Where am I? Let's try and get through this pretty quick then. So W3EAE, if you're still there, go ahead. If not, we'll move to Joe. Well, not Joe, VE3MSS. So Howard, if you're there, go ahead. That's weird. More Echolink nodes are going offline. I'll have to call about that. Anyway, let's see. Okay, that brings me to the bottom of my list. So we'll let Lee say his 7-3s, and then I'll call for last minute, and then we'll close it out from there. So Mike 7, Mike India Bravo, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right. So with that, I'm at the bottom of the list and the end of the 7-3 round. So, anybody else anywhere wishing to check in before I close the net? Come now, WB9CSP. I got a background and some carrier, but that was it. So anybody else wishing to check in? Last call, WB9CSP, anybody anywhere?
KF0NVJ, wanting to do my comeback.
There we go. Now I can hear you. Hopefully I got that right. K0NZJ. Yeah, go ahead. How are you today? And do you have a go kid if I didn't already ask you that?
Yes, this is Mel. I'm checking back in on Echo Link. My main rig isn't cooperating. Yes, and what I'm going to reiterate is that everybody should practice what they've got and take some training. The first aid comment was very, very important. And in America, there's a free one-hour course called Stop the Bleed that I recommend everybody take. It could save your life or a friend's life. You got to have tourniquets. Routine first aid training is also a good thing. And that's it. 73, stay safe, and let's hope nobody has to use their preps for anything but eating the food before it goes bad. Have a great day.
Yep, agreed, Mel. So thank you for that, and thank you for the info. Anybody else wishing to check in? Last call. Anybody, anywhere, any mode. WB9CSP.
November 8th, Zulu Echo Echo. The name is Bill in Trenton, Michigan. Affirmative on good tips. One for communication and one personal.
All right, hold on. KF0MN, and I forgot the rest. Yeah, you're making it. And the station on W8UM, what was your call again?
November 8th, Zulu Echo Echo.
Got it. November 8th, Zulu Echo Echo. So let me get the other station, and then I'll get you, and then we'll go from there. KF0, I should know your call by now. MNX, I need to remember your call. But yeah, you're making it. Go ahead, WB9CSP. Well, I guess not now. But, all right, last, and then I think I'll wrap this thing up. N8ZEE, good afternoon. You're my first check-in from that repeater since I got the okay to have it connected. So how are things up where you're at, and do you have a go bag? And I think you said you had some questions and stuff, so go ahead.
Yeah, this is N8ZEE. The name is Bill. I do have go bag, one for communications and one for personal. My station is about 30 miles south of Detroit.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. Well, then you might be familiar with the other repeater connected here, the Hazleton Park Amateur Radio Club repeater, W8HP.
Yes, I know they exist.
Yeah, their Echo Link is also connected here, if by chance you ever got a chance to use that. But, yeah, it's good to hear you, and if you've had any questions, I think that's what you said, go ahead.
No, I don't have any questions right now, just my first time checking in. Back to you.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think you were giving your name and said as my personal is where the confusion happened then. But, all right. Well, with that, we are 21 minutes past, and I got 20 seconds. So with that, I think we'll tie a ribbon on it. I already know who tried to check in on the St. Louis. I got them. And this has been Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa in the Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1400 UTC, my local time, which would now be 1522. And I'd like to thank all the node owners, Simplex users, repeater users, and individual users. Without you guys, there would be no net. If you'd like to drop me a line and connect your node, you can go to my website, where also the information for all the connections are, at Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP, dot Weebly, Whiskey Echo Echo Bravo Lima Yankee, Weebly.com. With that, I will go ahead and turn everything to normal amateur use. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. Everyone have a good day / evening. WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60s. Nineteen hours, most cloudy. Good evening, 2000 hours, 50 is good. Good evening, 21 hours, clear. 52 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear.
Divided.
Good evening. 20 hours. Clear. 40 degrees.